FC United and Durham will replay their FA Carlsberg Trophy match this Wednesday at Gig Lane, after drawing 1-1 on Saturday afternoon at the Arnott Stadium. It was a hard-fought contest, which saw David Dowson's goal just after half-time for the Citizens, cancelling out Mike Norton's strike for the Reds, which had come moments before the break. On 23 minutes, Spencer was called into action when he tipped wide a header from Durham captain Ross Wilkinson. Just over 10 minutes later, Spencer was called into action again when Dowson was played clear, but the Reds keeper pulled off a great one-on-one save. This prompted FC United into action. Carlos Rocca seeing a shot saved by James Winter in the home goal, but it took till the end of the half for the Reds to take the lead. A free kick was played into the box where Lee Neville challenged with Winter. The ball dropped to Mike Norton, who tapped the ball into the empty net.
And it's going to be Carlos Rocca to take it, and what Carlos has done is delivered every time with good quality, free kicks. The downside is FC United haven't been on the end of them.
Oh, they should have been on the end of them.
The quality has been absolutely superb. And it's Carlos Rocca about 15 yards in the left hand, on the far left hand side, going to whip this ball towards the back post, number of players in the penalty area. It's a decent ball again. Who's on the end of it? Keeper comes to collect it. First time missing the first time. It's goal. It's Michael Norton. The goalkeeper came for it. Two players came for it. I think everyone got in their own in the way. There's an FC player down equally as well. The ball came out of Michael Norton with a simple tap in. As I said, the goalkeeper Winter down injured, and Lee Neville was the man who put himself into that pressure area. And FC United, well, perhaps not necessarily against a run of play, but in a scrappy opening 45 minutes, find themselves at a goal up. And, I think they'll probably feel themselves a little bit aggrieved.
No, once again, though, good free kick in. Good free kick in.
Always make the goalkeeper think about having to come for it, you know, and that's what Carlos has done all afternoon. And this time it was a simple tap in from Norton. I mean, the goalkeeper was on the deck, there was two players on the deck, and he had an open goal 3 yards out, and that's what he does best, simple tap-ins.
Durham started the second half with a perfect response when Dowson broke down the right and appeared to slice across beyond James Spencer and into the far corner of the net.
FC United work to do down the right-hand side, because it's an opportunity for the number nine now, David Dowson, to get a decent delivery, and he's only got one man with him though. Can he get beyond Stones? He does. Flicks the ball in. Oh, what an absolutely fortuitous goal. It was a cross more than anything, but here the outside of his foot, and he's just bent to the top corner. And right back into it in the early minute of his second half. And, FC United back on level pegging.
Both sides had more chances in the second half, and if it hadn't been for FC keeper James Spencer, Durham may have shown up United again. Both sides must do it all again on Wednesday, where we'll be hoping for as much entertainment coupled with a United victory.